Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on this fine birthday of my sweet and adorable and handsome husband.
Thank you, baby.
I know I took you off guard.
You did. I wasn't expecting that. It is, in fact, the 22nd anniversary. No. It's the 32nd anniversary of my I'm confused now.
Yes, you are.
It's the 32nd anniversary of my 39th birthday.
There you go. We'll let you do the math.
And a national holiday. The past couple of days, we've been teaching from the book Two Chairs. Here's an overview before we move into today's teaching on the call. Question number one, does God know your situation? Now, if you missed the teachings for January 2nd and 3rd, we encourage you to listen to the podcast of these calls, which will be found at can be found at heraldhearing.com after about mid-afternoon. See, once we understand the significance that God actually waits to talk with us each morning, it'll be a game changer in our travels throughout this life.
Understand this. God will respond. Sometimes it's immediate and sometimes it's not. But God will always honor your request and attention given to him. Sometimes it's going to take a little while to make a connection. You know, there's a difference between having a sensory connection and a spiritual connection. But remember, God is no respecter of persons. He wants to connect with you just as much as he does anyone else.
In chapter one of Two Chairs, Bob asked his mother how to help one of his friends who's going through some tough times. She suggested asking his friend three questions. We're going to talk about those questions, and today we're going to talk about question one. And it's beneficial to anyone going through any kind of adversity. We shared a little bit with this yesterday, but we're going to go into a deeper discussion today.
That's right. So question number one is this. Does God know your situation? Actually, the answer is a three-word answer. God always knows.
Hallelujah. Say it again.
God always knows. And in Psalm 139, verse 2, New Living Translation, it says, "You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far off." We can know with absolute certainty that God knows what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and what situations we're facing. The great thing is God not only knows what you're thinking, he knows what you need and is ever ready to meet those needs. In 1 Peter 5, verse 7 in the Living Bible, it says, "Let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you."
Honey, that's a great scripture to personalize and get it deeply embedded in our spirits. Something like this. Let him have all joys, worries, and cares. For he's always thinking about joy and watching everything that concerns her. Let him have all Vincent's worries and cares. For he's always thinking about Vincent and watching everything that concerns him. Personalize 1 Peter 5:7 for you.
Amen.
It's important that we understand that God not only knows our situation, he knows what we're thinking, and he's ready to talk about it. In Two Chairs, it says that the first priority in surviving a difficult situation is to get your thoughts above the fray, to find a spiritual perspective. As you sit in the two chairs, put your thoughts on God and his word. God is not surprised or overwhelmed by our situation. Never is he disappointed with us. He's not going to throw his hands up and say, "I'm done with him or her." And he's definitely, this is one of your sayings, baby, and he's definitely not sitting in heaven wondering how to handle your situation. He's open to talk things over with you right now.
Hallelujah.
So when trouble comes, it oftentimes forces us to our knees to ask good questions and receive help from the one person who can do so. So the question, Does God know my situation? Is the very first question we should ask in any times of trouble. And yes, the answer is God always knows, and there's plenty of scripture to prove. If you ever walked into your office, your house, or the house of a friend and asked the question, is anybody here? That's one question you'll never have to ask when you sit in your chair opposite God each morning. He's always there, and he's waiting for you. But we want to say that it's human nature to really ask the advice of everyone else before we ask the one person who can actually help us. Why? Because we're in a comfort zone talking with people. We do it on a daily basis. Talking with God requires a spiritual connection that may take us outside of our comfort zone. So unfortunately, sometimes we avoid it. But it's the only way we can really reach out to connect with God. Why not purpose in your heart that God will become more comfortable talking with you than your heart, your spouse, your best friend, even your pastor?
In Psalm 139, verses 8 through 10, Psalm 139, verses 8 through 10 in the King James Version, it says, if I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. Isn't it wonderful to know that no matter where you are, no matter where you are, no matter what is going on, God is always there.
Hallelujah. In the book, the author Bob Bodine uses an analogy. Now, let me say right here, if you don't have that book and you'd like a copy of it, the Lord instructed us on the first day to send it as a seed to everybody who requests it with one condition. You have to read it.
Amen to that.
You have to read it. So if you want a copy of the book, send an email to Harold at haroldherring.com and we'll send it to you.
We'll see that you get it.
And the ones who've already sent emails, they're on the way.
Amen.
Now, he uses this analogy, and it's so good, I want to just share it with you, because some of you may not have read the book. Imagine you're the quarterback of a football team playing in the NFL playoffs starting this weekend. On a particular play, quarterback gets sacked, rocked hard by a big defensive hit. A timeout and the medical staff look at you if you're the quarterback on the sideline. First, they want to see if you're okay, and they'll try to evaluate how badly you're hurt. They start by asking you a few simple questions to size up your condition. The answers give you help. It'll help them, actually. I should say it this way. It'll help them decide whether you're able to get back on the field or you require further medical attention. Now, they're not going to wish or hope you're okay. They're going to be certain you're all right before they send you back into the game. As they're reviewing your status, the first question they're going to ask is, are you okay? Because people in a crisis are normally in denial and will say whatever is necessary to get back in the game. No one goes into something expecting a negative result. In the game of life, when you're hit, it catches you off guard. So much so that on some occasions, you'll do and say some stupid, or if you prefer, not very smart things. Asking, does God know your situation? It's like taking a break when the head coach evaluates the impact of the hit that you took in the game. It's simple and wise. You're not stopping to check your vital signs first in a big mistake. Why? Because you're in a situation bigger than you can handle by yourself. And most of the time, you know it. Asking, does God know your situation, puts everything in a proper perspective. If you're being rushed to a hospital by an ambulance for immediate surgery, your first thought won't be about long-term treatment plans, physical therapy, or medical prescriptions. No, your highest priority is to stop the bleeding, get your heart stabilized. In other words, you're probably praying, please God, help me survive. So if it's natural to start immediately with God when the issue is an emergency medical trauma, why not start with God when the crisis concerns other areas of your life? Some people, honey, think that God is some sort of, he has some sort of cosmic priority system in which cancer and car wrecks always come before breakups, mess-ups, screw-ups, or bad bosses. Because the former is big, important stuff, worthy of God's attention. And the latter it's not as important for God's attention. Here is clearly, that's not true. The enemy would like you to think, he'd like you to think that way. But don't pay him any mind. After all, he's a liar. God knows everything about you. He does. He knows everything about you.
And nothing, absolutely nothing, is too small for him. He knows the number of hairs on your head, or in my husband's case, the number of hairs in his beard. He also knows the number of grains of sand on the earth, so he is fully aware and concerned about every detail of your life, from the largest to the smallest. So please hear this next sentence and get it down inside of you. God knows your every problem before you even say a word to him. And he's there sitting in that chair across from you, ready to help.
Now that ought to make you say hallelujah. God knows your problem, what'd you say, before you say a word.
That's it.
And he's sitting in a chair across from you, ready to help.
Hallelujah.
On tomorrow's call, we'll discuss the question number two. Is your problem too hard for God to handle? Now, you already know the answer to that, or you should. It's an emphatic no. One more thing before we finish today. We're going to share a statement with you, and we want you to get it deep inside of you. In fact, we're going to repeat it four times.
All right.
If God woke you up this morning, he's not through with you yet.
If God woke you up this morning, he's not through with you yet.
If God woke you up this morning, he's not through with you yet.
If God woke you up this morning, he is not through with you yet.
Hallelujah.
In Philippians 1 verse 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he," meaning God, "who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think it was 2014. My favorite book that year was entitled "The Buzzards Are Circling, But God's Not Through With Me Yet." And, so get this inside of you. You may be going through some stuff. You may need some answers. But God is sitting in the chair waiting to talk to you, ready to help. And that ought to make you shout on my birthday.
That's right.
And any other day.
Amen. And a great birthday it's going to be.
It's going to be. Mm-hmm. I've already been singing to myself.
All right.
Yeah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.